Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I have a co-host today, my granddaughter. She's been such a blessing to me, Erin Bell. Say hi, Erin.
Hi.
That's my boo butt today. God is so good. I'm just so grateful to God for waking us up, putting us on another day of grace and mercy. You just turned into Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,173rd episode, and this show is The Daughters of Ruth, and I am Maureen Lee. And my co-hostess, what's your name, boo?
Erin.
Erin what?
Erin Bell.
Erin Bell, y'all. She's going to be helping me out today. I was laying in the bed, you know, just getting functional because my grandbaby just went home, and she's one, so I was changing Pampers and getting up, making bottles, and getting beaten in the head, my husband and I, with bottles and fingers up the nose. And we haven't got any real good sleep in a couple days, but God is good, you know? And I was trying to think of a topic for this evening, and I was like, okay, God, I need a topic for this evening. He says, how about our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I said, okay, prayer. I could do that. And then I started doing a little research on my phone while my husband laid down. And I was learning it was five types of prayers. And I was like, oh, this sounds like a series, God. So thank you, Jesus. We're going to have some series on the prayers. But today I'm going to just give you the five types of prayers. And soon, since it's five, we're going to do 5 weeks of different prayers. Amen?
Amen.
And the first prayer is blessings and adoration. Blessings and adoration. That's the worship prayer. And I was like, okay, because that's the prayer. I never knew the name of it. But before I get into my prayer mode, I just thank him. And I let him know how I adore him, how much I appreciate him. I don't ask for anything for me or my family. I just ask for, just let your love shine down on everybody, you know, according to your will and your wishes, you know. And that's my basic prayer, and heal the land. Because my granddaughter got me saying that, heal the land. She didn't say the state. She said the land, so the land covers multitudes of places. So I like that thing. And she's only 5, going on 6 next month. She says, heal the land from the corona. Because she told us in the car today, this corona took away my freedom. And she said it so clear. She was like, I'm dead serious, my mom and papa. This corona took away my freedom. Chrissy, she said it just like that. I'm ready to go to the park, but this corona really took my freedom. And I had to laugh because they said out of a mouth for babes. So that's going to be our conversation this evening. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. The next number will be 323-870-4174. Again, 323-870-4174 if you'd like to call in. Again, this is Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,173. Sorry, you guys. And I'm your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. And our conversation this evening is types of prayer. And we're going to get into this because I think it's like really a fascinating because we as kids, our parents teach us how to do the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But it takes me out because it's like the outline of prayer. And then as I got older, it was the Lord is my shepherd. And then my grandma and my mom always start off with those two prayers. And then they go on their own. But before that, I always heard my grandmother say, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for grace. And that's how I start my prayer as an adult. I just thank you for mercy. I thank you for your everlasting love, your kindness. I just give him his props because he is worthy to be praised. And without him, none of us are anything. But with him, we are plenty. Amen?
Amen.
So when we get into the prayers, blessings, and adoration is your first prayer. Your second prayer is the prayer of petition. And I'm just giving them to you one at a time, but we're going to get into the first one tonight. And the third one is intercessor. The fourth one is thanksgiving. The fifth one is praise. Okay, and I just thought this was so awesome that it was a good topic. And if God give you something, I tell my sister or whoever know me that's been on the air with me, if God give you a topic and you want to talk about it, just call me on a Tuesday and say, look, Maureen, God bless me with something in my spirit and I would like to do it on the show. And I have no problem with moving over, introducing, and get out of God's way because God comes through different types and different events. So I just thank God for this one this evening. Okay, the prayer of blessings and adoration, or adore it. It's just awesome because I want all y'all to get this in your spirit. A prayer of blessing and adoration is one of the often prayers, just giving God thanks for his role in your life or in this world. Blessings reference to having favor in his protection. That's the blessing prayer. And just giving God, like I said, his prop and granting and requesting. And I feel as though that's like, oh, wow. And believe it or not, that's the Lord's prayer. And it just, you know, Jesus, I just want to adore you. And I want to fall on bending knees and how much I worship you. I just want to present my body as a sacrifice unto you. And just use me as you will, God, because without you, I am nothing. And that took me back to Popeye and spinach for some odd reason. Popeye was nothing. But when he ate that spinach, he got strong. He could do anything, you know? And that's how we are with the word. Long as we got Jesus in our life, in our heart, we can do anything. Anything. Because he said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? So I know if he got the front, he got my back, he got my top, he got my bottom. He got me. He covers me with his love and his blood. Easter passed. His resurrection covered me of all my sins. Yes, I love you. Yes, I adore you. Yes, I worship you. I thank God for you just laying down your life for me. They didn't take it. He laid it down. And I'm just grateful. If you had peeked into my closet, I would say, why me? I'm unworthy. But he said, why not use you? Your story is a testimony. Okay, God, I got you. So, yes, when he brought me through, I'm going to love him. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to adore him because he's everything to me and my family. And like my granddaughter said, she said, bless the land. But we're going to take it a little further. Today, is I'm going to be a little selfish. If you get mad, just that's on you. Be a little selfish sometimes. Say, God, use me. Stop asking God to bless something else when you're a hot mess. God, clean me up. Work on me, God. Disciple me. Tear me down. Build me up. Work on me today, God. Work on me tomorrow, God. Work on me until you say, okay, God, it's what you're good to go now. Because if you don't give your all to him, he can't use you. He don't have for you, but my God desires all of you. I can't give him bits and pieces of my life. I give you my life. You can give me whatever I need. You gave me my husband. You gave me my children. You gave me my grandchildren. You gave me my great-grand. We ain't do the great-great-great yet. So I thank God for my great-grand. I thank God for them. And that's what I want you to start just, if you, like I told my daughter today, I said, if you can write down anything in your journal or start your book, think about your life. And I would tell y'all today, on this 1173rd episode, get a journal and write down where God brought you from. And if you can't start praising him within 5 seconds, it's a problem because he brought you a mighty long way. Because I know that's how my God operates. He don't just give you a little. He blesses you. Although that's all you give him. We give him a little, but we want a lot. It's not adding up. Amen?
Amen.
So before you get into your prayer mode, I just want you to just meditate on how good he is, how wonderful he is, and just love on him a little bit. You know them love letters. Dear Charles, you are my all in all. You are my heart. You are the love of my life. You complete me. Father God, you are the love of my life. Father God, you are my heart. Father God, you complete me. Father God, without you, I am nothing. Father God, with you, I can do all things. I just want to tell you I love you. I appreciate what you did, where you brought me from, and where you're going to take me. Because he's going to take us a mighty long way, amen?
Amen.
Again, you're listening to the Daughters of the Roof. This is the 1173rd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And again, I'm your host, Maureen Lee. And we're talking about the five types of prayer this evening. And we're on the worship prayer. That prayer just worships in the Holy Spirit into his presence. Yes, bringing the Holy Spirit into his presence. And that's it. I was just going to touch bases on that tonight. I just got up. You know, and just, I just want to, I've heard something vibrate, so check this table. Call it, I heard something vibrate. You know, and I'm just so grateful to God this evening. Because, like I said, he brought me a mighty long way. And I look at my children and my grandchildren, how we lived in a house in North Philly for about 15 years. Yeah, about 15 years. And within those 15 years, we had a gas leak. We had a gas leak, and everybody that came in the house smelled it, except for the people that lived in the house. We kept headaches and everything, but we didn't smell it. And I just thank God none of my kids are retarded, or we all woke up and we're all here. And that has to be his grace and his mercy that kept us 15 years. because our chimney was that goes to the furnace was clogged. But that's how good my God is. Most people get carbon monoxide poisoning and don't make it. But we breathed it. We slept in it. We woke up with it, and we're here. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, he's that good. And not just, hey, I thank him. Because all my kids and my grandkids are great. Yeah. I don't hear it, honey. I don't hear the phone at all. I just thought, excuse me, I heard it like a vibration. Yeah, because I had the house phone. My grandkids was playing with my daughter's phone, and it seemed misplaced it. But I did hear a vibration. You know, God is good. She found it. But I just want y'all to think about how far he brought you this evening. If you can take 5 minutes, 5 seconds right now, get a pen and paper, and I just want y'all to write down two things, where he brought you from, and let's talk about his blessings and his giving him his blessings and his adoration. Okay? Just those couple, just the 5 seconds. Sahara, can you come here? 5 seconds.
Yes,
ma'am. Mine was the carbon, I can go on, the carbon monoxide poisoning. I can go on to car accidents that he brought me from. I can go on to where I was getting off the bus at 20, Broughton Lehigh. How a woman pushed me out the way to get out the door and got robbed. It could have been me. I could think of when I was working at Value City and the guy said, oh, if we can't change his color, I'm going to shoot up the store. I can think of so many different things in my life where he brought me from. A bad marriage. I can think of so many things, great daughters. And I think my daughters are they are the greatest daughters ever. Because God gave them to me. Then my grandkids, my grandsons, from the oldest grandson. Khalil is the oldest grandson.
No, I think.
Yeah, Khalil.
It's Khalil. Right?
And he just turned 21.
It's Khalil.
But I appreciate him, how his work ethic is, how he paid his bills on time, how he got like almost an 800 credit score. I thank God for him. Down to my baby girl, Sarali, and down to my grandson, Masai. I'm grateful for where he brought me from and how many people he's growing my family. He's just growing it and growing it and growing it. That's nothing but God. Nothing but God. I asked for sisters of Christ in my life. He gave me just that. He gave me a prayer warrior. He gave me an intercessor prayer warrior.
He gave everything.
You know, and I thank God for Brenda. I thank God for Letty. And then I got a great my biological sisters are awesome. From Denise, Lisa, Jackie. I can go on, miracles. Denise, I can go on. Because he gave me Sheila. He gave me great women in my life. So I'm grateful to you because all of them shaped me into the woman I am. Everything I did that failed shaped me because I didn't give up. I didn't let go. Because I told y'all this before, if you don't ask God for permission, you mess up your life. You mess up your life. So, God, through all my mistakes, I thank you. Through all my mess-ups, I adore you. And I'm going to still praise your name. For me falling into sin, I thank you. I thank you. Because the Lord is Maureen's shepherd. I shall not want. He made me lie down in green pasture for Maureen. He did all this for Maureen. He did it all for me. I'm taking it personal. He restored my soul. Because that's the kind of God he is. That's the kind of father we have. Then you got our Father in heaven. Hollywood be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will. Because these are the things he's done for us. So, yes, I thank him. Yes, I adore him. Yes, I worship him. Before I get my foot out that bed, I thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, for the breath of life. God, I thank thee. I thank you for just health and strength. I thank you for my limbs. Because I can move, I can worship you, I can praise your holy name. I thank you. And that's my morning. I just worship him in the morning. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning. My granddaughter said Corona taking out everybody.
Mm-hmm. Nobody can go nowhere because the coronavirus taking their towns, taking their stores. Taking everything to be open, but we can't go nowhere. So that's how we got to stay in the house for all day long to the coronavirus go away. We got to do the schoolwork and every morning because Jesus said, and he always loved the Lord because he takes care of people, our people, and I love their Jesus. He always tells great grandpa, open the door, turn on the lights. And he always told him, turn on the TV, because he's my great-grandma. And he take care of everything I say. He do it. He love. He tell everybody to be grateful what they get, with respect, they with the love. But Jesus say we always got to be careful what we do, where we don't get hurt, because he know it. He know everything we do. But he always watching us what he could see what we're doing. What he could tell everybody we're being good or bad. And Jesus said it.
You hear that, y'all? He know. He watches you. He sees you. He try to move you out of harm's way. And that's out of a 5-year-old going on 6.
Grandma, I'm 7.
You're not 7. Where Chrissy? Talk about she's 7. But that, they said, Ray, train them up. And when they get older, and that is real, and I just thank God for her watching her grandparents, because that's our next generation. And again, you're listening to the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,173rd episode, and I am your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. And we're just having, like my daughter said, a simple conversation about the 5 types of prayer. And right now we are blessings and adoration and just giving him his praise. Amen. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091. Our next number is 323-870-4174. Again, 323-870-4174. And if you like to talk, just push 1, and they'll put you in a host view. Okay, Tony, come here. Can you tell me what's the first thing you love about him, your father, God? What you love about him? Tony is 7.
I'm 8.
Oh, you're 8? Okay, I'm sorry. What do you love about him? Go ahead.
And he take care of everybody, and he waits for everybody safe. He takes care of my great grandpa and my sister. He makes sure nobody get hurt. He makes sure nobody get the coronavirus.
Amen.
And they can stay in the house. And they stay alive until they get old enough. And I hope my grandparents feel better. And my
Amen.
Mom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, he just turned 8. Yeah. It is December. You know, but that's Tony. And I just appreciate him, too. He's a little firecracker. He can't keep still. He got to flip and flip. He going to break some bones. I told him, I don't go to the hospital. So you better say physician. Because it ain't happening. Amen.
It ain't happening.
But I just want y'all to realize it is, ouch, my back is kind of hurting. I just want y'all to, like, take time out. And Google, if you don't know Psalm 23, do some research and look it up and read it. And my sister used to tell me, put your name in it.
Amen.
You want God to bless you. You want God to keep you. You want God. You want to ask God to grant you permission to move to the next level.
I'm not going to read a book.
You're not going to read today. She wants to read your book. Not today. Next show. When we start talking about, let's see, petitioning God, okay? And then we can let you read us a book. But God, I just want y'all to, like, really think about the different type of prayers you heard through your life. And now as you get older, you can really, like, oh, wow, that's that prayer. I don't care how old I get. It's things I can learn every day that I can sit back and say, oh, wow, that's the prayer. Okay, so it's different type of prayers for every aspect of your life. And that goes along, I tell people about God promises. Everything about your life God made you a promise about, it's in the Word, the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. It's right in the Bible. We just got to break it down. If you got to go a chapter at a time, a verse at a time, if you got to go from Genesis 1 all the way down to Revelations later, take your time and read the Word. Read the Word. And so you can say you read the Bible one time, the whole Bible in your lifetime. Do a verse a day. Just read it. Sometimes I read things over and over again because I say, oh, God, I don't remember what I just read. But it's funny how God works. I can remember it when I need it because it's in my heart. And he bring it back to my remembrance as I, oh, God, hallelujah, as I go through my day. And I can, oh, my God, I remember that. Oh, my pastor just preached that. There's my answer. But if I didn't have a relationship with God, if I didn't have a relationship with him, I couldn't do that. Over here, Tony. Over here, Tony. Thank you. If I didn't have a relationship with him, I couldn't do that. But that's why a personal relationship is better than religion. Oh, yeah, I said that. A personal relationship with your father is better than religion. Because I want him to know me, and I know him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. We're going to go to the next part of adoration, because I want to give you the definition of adoration, okay? So bear with me. I want y'all to just listen. A deep love and respect. A deep love and respect. Don't that sound awesome? Think about it. A deep love.
Respect.
And respect. Oh. Well, that just rolls. It's, oh, my God. sometime I can think about the words in the Bible, and y'all can call me sensitive. It's okay with me. And it just makes me cry because I think of where he brought me from. And then I think about blessings and adoration together. God's favor and his protection with deep love, respect, and adoration. I owe all that to him. That's all his props. His props, his favor, his protection, deep love and respect for him. What man can you say in your life that deserves all this? Favor, protection, deep love and respect. A man after God's own heart. Amen. Favor. God's favor. God's protection. May God continue to give us his blessings throughout our day, throughout our life. So when I go to him, I ask God, God, give me your favor, your protection, your blessings. Go before me. Prepare me. That I do great things today. That I do what you want me to do. Go where you want me to go. I'm putting my best foot forward, God, because you bring me happiness. You bring me delight. Your blessings, little gifts from heaven. Oh, God, it's like when you get God's blessings, you're getting his approval. His approval, not your own approval, but his approval. See, prayer gets you into all this. It's like things he shows you brings you to where you are. Where's Sahara? Tell her, come here. And I want you to take five seconds and just think about that. His favor, his protection. Deep love and respect, his approval. Sound good, don't it? Yes, his love, his favor. I told you, my God is awesome. He is awesome. He can do anything but fail. Amen? Anything but fail. Grandson, come here. Yeah, that's the one. He got ants in his pants. He just can't keep still. But I got a remedy for all that. I want you to come sit over here. Mm-hmm. Since you got energy, we're gonna do this together. Come on.
Yeah.
See, when they can't keep still, I can give them something to do.
Yeah, Ma.
Don't you wanna talk with us on the air, okay?
Yep. Yeah. And I'm going to read them stories.
You're going to do that next time, right, Boo? Uh-huh. But they said train up a child. When they go older, they won't depart. I think they go away for a little while and some come back. But God don't let you go but so far before he bring you back. Amen? Would they say he won't let you go so far where his grace can't keep you? And he got so much energy. My daughter be getting mad. Just keep still, Tony. He has a lot of energy. And he would have been outside playing to burn some of the energy up. But like my granddaughter said, this corona took her freedom away. So we got to find activities. We played Monopoly earlier. So I just thank God for giving me strength to keep up with him. Amen? Okay, I want y'all to really go to Psalms 23. Psalms 23. And I have the NIV version, so bear with me, okay? My grandbaby said, okay, no problem. That's my baby. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He relieves me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the dark valleys, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, thou comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You like that's the prayer we learn. That's I call it the outline prayer.
Oh, right here.
That's your outline prayer. Amen.
Amen.
So that's Psalms 23, you guys. Psalms 23. I want y'all to learn, like, get that one. Break it down, dissect it. Books that you can buy that breaks down.
It's the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Your prayers. So I want you to really get into it. You know what I mean? Because you got to know about your Father before you, you know, can go any further, honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, guys. Give me a second. Okay. Ooh, my nose get, I get so congested, you guys. So forgive me. We're going to go down to Luke. I think it's Luke 11. You reading it, Boo-Boo? She swears she can read it. One day she's going to surprise me and read it, too.
I'm going to put my glasses on.
You hear her? That's my baby. That she looks so, she's so innocent. And if your Bible breaks things down, it says at the top of it, Jesus teach on prayer. And this is when he, wait a minute, Boo-Boo. And then he does, you know, he said again, Our Father, hallowed be thy name. In Luke 11. So it's in Psalms and Luke 11, okay? Amen?
Amen.
And that's when his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Because they wanted to learn how to talk to him, how to pray to him, to get a prayer across. And that's why I thought this was really important to learn the different types of prayers so our relationship will get better and better and we get to know our Father a little bit more. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm sorry, I'm just, my sinuses is draining this evening. But again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,173 episode, and my name is Maureen Lee. This is the Daughters of Ruth, and we're talking about prayers this evening, the five types of prayers. Tonight we're doing the number one, which is blessings and adoration, and when I break it down, it's favor, protection for blessings, deep love and respect for adoration, basically leading to his approval. Amen.
Amen.
I love my grandbabies. They keep me, they really keep me busy. Uh-huh. Not yet. The next show you want to do that one. Because I want to read it to you so you'll understand it, and then you can tell them.
The other tomorrow?
No, that's next, in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Other tomorrow, then other tomorrow.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Right. You hear her right. She getting, I tell you, that's my little preacher, Christy. She getting ready, so she's going to be reading to you next, in 2 weeks. High five. Amen.
Amen.
Again, if you like to call in, please call in with your comments and your concerns. It's 319-527-6091. The next number is 323-870-4174. Push 1, and you can have a conversation, or just put your phone on mute and listen to the phone, the message this evening. Because like I said, when God talks to me, he talks to me like in a whole conversation like I'm having with you. He make it plain and simple for me, because sometimes I'll be like, oh, God, I'm confused. I get confused easily. So sometimes he don't give me a lot of stuff at one time. He break it down for me so I can break it down to you. Thank God for that, because that's why I wanted to do the prayer, because he gave it to me, so he's going to make a way to break everything down for me. And we'll be learning together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So don't forget, blessings and adoration is the worship prayer. You want to worship in his holy presence into the atmosphere. You want to give him his props. Give him all the love you have from him, all the love you have for him in that time frame. Father God, I thank you. I adore you. I appreciate you, Lord God. I just give you praise, God. I just love you, God. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. I love you today and forever. You're giving him his props. And then you get into your body of your prayer. God, I just grant me permission to carry out my day. Order Maureen steps. Let Maureen go and say what you want me to say. Because I don't do anything without asking him for permission. I tell my husband that all the time. Well, did you ask him for permission? And he'll tell you, I'll sure enough. And I ask, before you do anything, fill out a job application. Father God, is this the job I'm supposed to get? But I'm going to fill out this application, and I'm going to trust you. And you trust him and leave it there. But you got to ask for his permission. Amen.
Amen.
How about you, Tony? Do you ever ask God for permission to do something? Do you ask when you get ready? Do you pray before you take a test?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say?
I say, Father God, I hope I pass.
And do you pass?
Mm-hmm.
See? Out of the mouth of babes, but you got to teach a child how to pray. If I need a prayer, I tell Aaron. Aaron, pray for Grandma, and she'll pray in the drop of a hat. Tony, he'll pray, but he'll look at Aaron first. He'll look right at her first. Sahara can pray, but she real timid. Sahara is 9. Is she 9 now, Chrissy? She 9. She timid. But she can pray. She'll be 10. She'll be 10. You try to correct me, y'all. Again, I would love to hear from you. Join the conversation or prayer, because you got to know how prayer works. It's a simple conversation between you and your father. And I tell anybody, when you date your boyfriend, when he on that phone, oh, I love you, I miss you, boo, I was just thinking about you. That's the same way you got to talk to your dad. Dad, I was just thinking about you. I miss you. Oh, I just worship you. You know what I'm saying? A conversation with your father. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to ask Brother Rob, can you do the call of salvation for me? Or Pastor Boyd?
Yes, I go ahead and I'll come on and do the call of salvation, and I'll go ahead and do the announcements afterwards.
No
the call
problem,
of salvation
honey.
Is pretty simple. And it's like Reverend Lee was saying, you know, it's just confirmation, you know, a confirmation letting God know that you want to get that connection with him. You want to, you know, you just want to just build that relationship with him. And one of the things you can do is you just let him know, you just open your heart. And you're going to say, Father God, I'm a sinner, and I wish to just repent. I just want to change my ways. I've done everything the way I've done it, and now I wish to surrender to you. I accept the sacrifice that you gave to me. I accept that you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. So, Father God, from now on and forever, I surrender to you. I surrender my heart, my mind, and my soul to you. And from now on, and if you said that or you said that in any words, you know, that you choose to, you know, to open your heart to him, you know, you can do so. And, you know, next step, you know, we suggest you do is you tell someone, let someone know. Just let them know that I've turned my life around. I've turned a new leaf in life. I am totally transformed. I'm a different person. And, you know, you can do it in many different ways. You can call someone. You can text them. You can Skype them, Zoom, or, you know, whatever, you know, whatever way you want to use. And, you know, we hope that, you know, once you've done this, that you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary. And I know right now the way the situation is with, you know, the COVID situation, you know, this is a church here without walls. So you can join us tomorrow evening. We broadcast almost each and every night that we're able to broadcast. And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and see announcements. And if you want to just contact us, you can contact us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can also, we're on many different avenues on social media pages. We're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Where you can message us there likewise, and we appreciate that. And we invite you to like us on our Facebook page, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And please feel free to share with a friend. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And as always, you know, share with a friend. And if you want to get a morning word of inspiration, you can go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, type in Purpose Kingdom, or you can follow the links on our social, any of our social media pages. And there you can get a morning word of inspiration. And we greatly appreciate that. We thank you so much for just being there and listening for us, whether you're calling online or via phone. We just thank you so much. With God's wills, God bless, and we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for D Block Church, hosted by Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And once again, with God's wills, God bless, and we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for D Block Church, hosted by Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And with that being said, it's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to hand the show back over to you, Reverend Lee.
And I thank you and appreciate you and love you. And what I love about the call of salvation is giving you an opportunity to get to know the Father the way we know him. And it's thank you, baby. It's just you confirming something that you already knew who you belong to. Everyone, I believe everyone has a call on their life to do something in God's kingdom. And as you get a closer relationship with him, you'll know your call. You'll know your purpose and walk in your purpose for his glory. Amen?
Amen.
And that's another topic one day. We're going to do your purpose. And because everyone, like I said, everyone has one. But I want you to learn as you talk to God, and as soon as you get out that bed, before your feet hit the floor, just lay in bed and just thank him. How wonderful he is, how he woke you up this morning and gave you the breath of life. Before you lay down, what you do before you go to bed?
Pray every night.
Every night. How many times should you pray a day?
One,
11. So you saying pray all day?
Yep, we got to pray every night till Jesus say stop.
Amen. When he say stop, your eyes are closed. Amen.
Amen.
And that's something you got to get that prayer in the morning and at night and in between. If you can't, sometimes I'll tell people when I get to work, I might go into the restroom and say, God, you know what? I just thank you. Just give me the strength to go throughout the day because I can do nothing without you. Nothing. And I just thank you. And then I get back into my work mode. But I had patients through my life where they didn't mind. They asked me, okay, one minute, baby. I had patients through my life where I didn't have to be ashamed to pray. They would ask me. I wouldn't have to sneak and pray. I can read my word, and they didn't mind. They'll say, Miss Lee, can you pray with me? And I'll be like, hey, yes. You know, and I just thank God for every patient that I had that made it to the other side, got to hear that Jesus loved them, you know? And that's the best peace ever, knowing where you're going. Because you can be scared of death. Because to me, if I wasn't sure where I was going, I wouldn't worry. I'm not worried because I know where I'm going. Amen? Does that sound okay to you? But if I was afraid of everything I did wrong in life that I didn't get forgiveness for, I would be afraid of where I'm going to go with my eyes closed. Oh, God, I don't want to burn forever. I don't want to be in that torment because hell is real like heaven. Heaven is for real, okay? And my Father is for real. So as we go through this series of the different types of prayers, I encourage you to get a journal and just think about where God brought you from. And I told my daughter this earlier, didn't I, Chrissy? Write down, because then you can see, oh, my God, he brought me a long way. I can remember the times my daughter went out with my niece celebrating her birthday down the street from the house. And to have someone come next to her and get shot. That could have been a torment, a thing that took my daughter's head to another level, but God's grace and his mercy kept her in her right frame of mind. See, that's the kind of God I serve. Or when she was in a car, when we had that bad accident, God's grace and mercy kept my car. Kept my car. See, God, I believe in my heart, God ain't going to take you no further than he allow you to go. Everybody got a time to be born and a time to leave this earth. We can't change that. But I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his presence in my life. I thank God for my pastors. I just thank him so much for everything he's done in my life. Because I know I got work to do. My pastor always used to tell me, Maureen, you got work to do. And I'd be like, okay. You know, but I thank God for Baroness Martin and Pastor Greg Martin. Because I can say I know a man and woman of God. I thank God for Pastor Toy. Those who know her know she's a warrior for Christ. I thank God for my Purpose Kingdom family. I thank God for my sister in Atlanta and my sisters here in Philly and my sister in Williamsport, PA. I just thank God because he brought me a mighty long way and I have so much to be thankful for. So the Lord is my shepherd. He is everything to me. And I wish I could say, because I'll let you, I'll sing The Lord is Everything to Me.
I'm going to sing The Lord.
You might know that, and I might not know that song, boo-boo. And that's how I feel. He's everything to me. He's my all, and he's my all. And I just love him so much. Because he brought me so far, and I got so much work to do. And I thank God for Pastor Toy giving me this opportunity to be on the air with the daughters of Ruth. I really appreciate her, and I love her. Brother Rob, I thank you for doing the switchboard. I don't know how you do it, but I thank God for everything in Purpose Kingdom Network, because that helps me grow into the woman I am. You know, God put people in your life for a season and a reason. But Purpose Kingdom is in my life until God take my life. Amen?
Amen.
So I want y'all still to keep your prayer life going, and I want you to still think about prayer. And the types of prayer we're on today is blessings and adoration, the worship prayer. You're worshiping in the Holy Spirit. So if you don't learn anything today, I want you to know God loves you. He loves you unconditionally. Although you don't deserve it, He loves you.
I love God.
And we're going to stay on this topic for 5 weeks because it's 5 types of prayer. And then we're going to do some prayers. If you need prayer, just call in, send an email, a message, and we'll get it. If you're on my Facebook page, you can inbox me and I'll pray with you. I don't know if my sister's on here or anything, but Letty, Brenda, I love y'all. Lisa, I love you. Because I did send it to Lisa, too. I just love my sisters. I might not talk to them every day, but they know my heart is with them. Amen.
Amen.
And I just really want y'all to pay attention to what's going on with the coronavirus. I think God has given us an opportunity to get to know our families all over again, get to know our kids. Get that relationship with them where you can eat together, even if y'all eat all in the living room together. Eat together. Know what your child is doing. Know what your child is thinking about. Because that's the first thing I ask my grandkids. I might get on their nerve, but I say, babies, what y'all thinking about?
Jesus.
Aaron says Jesus. Tony would be like, I don't know, Grandma. I say, you got anything on your mind? No, everything's good. I said, you sure? He said, yeah. And I asked Sahara, and I'll text my other grandkids. And she always make up songs, so you can sing your song, baby. Sing us out right now.
Jesus loves you. He will take care of you. He will never let you go. He will hold you in his heart. If you die, He will take care of you. If you lie, He will watch you. If you lie, He will tell you. If you lie, He will love you. Just hear in your heart, I'm in His heart. He always sees us. He told my grandpa to open a church. Close your eyes and go to sleep and never shine.
Amen.
So can't tell you,
I would like to thank you for turning in
by
to the Daughters of Ruth. This is the 1173rd episode. We're signing off with a song from my granddaughter. She just make a song out of the tip of her head. And that's one of her gifts that God gave her. So watch out, Wyndis. Watch out, Clark sisters. Aaron Bell is coming for y'all position of songwriting and gospel music. Amen. Speak it as it is and speak it into existence. I love you with the love of Christ. We're signing off. Hallelujah!
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.